Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinians demand that a Joe Biden administration fund Palestinian terrorism. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Palestinian Authority is paying terrorists to kill children. Explain that for us, please.
The Palestinian Authority has a rule that anytime a terrorist kills an Israeli or attempts to kill an Israeli, ends up in an Israeli jail, from the day they end up being arrested, they start receiving a Palestinian Authority salary. The longer they're in jail, the higher the salary goes. So that if he's a murderer who's spending his life in jail, his salary is eventually going to reach 12,000 shekel a month, which is about $3,500 a month. The average Palestinian salary is less than $1,000 a month. And this is the Palestinian Authority, who the world believes is a peace partner.
What about the Biden administration? I understand Kamala Harris has made a statement that the United States, under a Biden-Harris administration, are going to refund the Palestinian Authority. Donald Trump shut it off. Now they're going to refund it. That does not sound good, does it?
Well, I'm hoping that Kamala Harris said that because she's not aware of the Palestinian Authority pay-for-slay program, that she's not aware that money goes into the hands of terrorist murderers. The United States, for so many years, built policy towards the Palestinian Authority, towards Israel, based on misinformation, lack of information, false information. Hopefully the people there are going to be sincere enough that when I would show them, you know, the textbooks, Palestinian textbooks, the television programs trying to brainwash children to be martyrs, to kill themselves for Allah, sermons on TV, on official Palestinian TV, calling for the extermination of Jews. When they see that this is all coming from the official Palestinian Authority sources, maybe they'll understand that it's immoral, not only illegal, but it's immoral to fund the Palestinian Authority.
Itamar Marcus with the details behind the Palestinian demand of a Joe Biden administration to fund Palestinian terrorism. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Itamar Marcus heads up the Palestinian Media Watch team and reveals what the Palestinian media is saying to the Palestinian people. Itamar's report tells us of the funding of Palestinian terrorism against the Jewish people. President Trump stopped funding the Palestinian Authority, and now the incoming Biden administration says they will renew that funding, which will help the radical Palestinian terrorist to fulfill Bible prophecy. That Bible prophecy is found in Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 5, where the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel foretold of the Palestinian people killing the Jews in order to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...